This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So it's the fall of 1987. And Shelley Long leaves Cheers. And Shelley Long, who's in an all-time classic, Night Shift, by the way. Massively underrated. Such a good movie with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler. But Shelley Long, who's obviously number two star to Ted Danson on Cheers, says, you know what, I'm too big for TV. I'm going to go make movies. Didn't work out, by the way. And so what does Cheers do? What do the folks, James Burrows and others, do? Well, they hire somebody who's been known for some supporting roles, but nothing real significant. And it's Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley, we're talking about this because she passed away at the age of 71, the news breaking yesterday. And then the news breaking away after a short battle with colon cancer. And sadly, the uptick in colon cancer for people of a younger age. And Kirstie Alley steps in to, I mean, if you don't think Cheers is one of the top 10 comedies, lose my number. Dead to me. Cheers is probably top 5 comedy for me. Everything. The writing, the acting, the additions, the different dimensions. It didn't get stale. It was great. And Kirstie Alley steps in and plays a different type of foil for Danson, Sam. I mean, is Ted Danson one of the 5 greatest TV actors? When we say all the different roles he's done, by the way. It's amazing how many essential parts Ted Danson's play. Goes on to win an Emmy for it and is a part of a juggernaut. You know, she's also known for Look Who's Talking and her great loving relationship with John Travolta. She did a number of other shows. She was visible with Scientology. She's the rare Republican. She could get kind of salty on Twitter. Guess what? Shockingly, people were salty back at her. But for so many people, and I'm in that group, it's Cheers. And maybe it's more, because in the spring of the 1980s, or you know, the early part of the 1980s, for me, my second favorite show of all time, David Letterman starts on NBC. My favorite is Kurt. And Cheers. Like, this is absolute sweet spot for me, later teenager, college knucklehead. And we can go a lot of ways with this. But, Dave, riddle me with this one. Let's go with that phrase. Tell me another iconic show. You cannot argue with this. Cheers is an iconic show where they added so many new people during the show, and it either, I guess if you really want to quibble, took the slightest step back, or it never skipped a beat, or it was better than ever. Kirstie Alley, Woody Harrelson, Woody in for Coach, and then to add Kelsey Grammer's Frasier and his wife Lilith. Amazing characters to a comedy show. Now, if we say the greatest addition, now let's stay comedy here. The greatest single addition to an established show is one human being, Dave Harrigan. And who is that?
Man.
And you love him.
I know.
You love him.
I'm trying to think of somebody that's not Leon.
No, it's Leon. Don't even come at me with anyone else.
I was thinking about it last night in the best editions, and Kirstie Alley's obviously in the conversation. And Leon on Curb certainly came to mind because I just love every time he's on the screen.
By far, the second best character on my favorite show of all time. Larry's got to be your favorite.
Yeah.
But as great as the show was before, Leon just hit the jet streams and, oh, man.
The only other one I can think of that's in that, maybe it's not even the same stratosphere, but it's close. Adding Danny DeVito to It's Sunny, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I think season two is when he hopped on.
Okay.
Great addition.
I've watched so few episodes, but so many individuals like you where we kind of have the same sense of humor. Love that show. And it's still on, right? I mean, how many years has it been? It's had a long run.
Nice, very nice run.
But come on, think of it. Text me, 651-461-9226. Who is either the single greatest addition? If you want to go drama too, you can. But we're talking comedy. Who is the single greatest addition to the show? And can any show come close to what Cheers did? Because if they just stayed status quo with Coach and Shelley Long and did, you know, 4 or 5 years, it's great. They add the characters and the actors of Kirstie Alley, Woody Harrelson, B.B. Newirth, and Kelsey Grammer, who is coming out with another version of Frasier, like, is it next year or whenever it is? So Cheers is still up, not even counting repeats. Cheers is still a part of our landscape. I just think Cheers had everything. You know, it had the main guy dancing, who has just become omnipresent since then. And the sexual dynamic with the two leads, the humor with the two leads, Norm, and the occasional people who would pop up. Why am I forgetting the other? Cliff. It's an all-time show. We just don't see this where shows add those type of additions. Normally you got your formula, Dave. You've got it. Maybe one. And they rarely hit, like, Leon, of course, or, you know, think about how big Frasier was on that show.
Yeah.
Woody was on the show. Lilith is not as prominent, but man, is P.B. Newirth great in that show. So is this how you think of Kirstie Alley? That's another part of the conversation. How much Kirstie Alley do you think of with Scientology? I deplore Scientology. We haven't talked about Scientology in a long time. I think Scientology is dangerous, and it's brainwashing. There's a lot of smart people believe in it. I just don't. And the stories and the guests I've had on over the years are frightening. So, you got something? Look Who's Talking, her show about losing weight. Some of the snarky battles on Twitter, I think that's just kind of an afterthought. But Kirstie Alley, you think of what? And then additions to iconic all-time shows. Who do you have? 651-461-9226. Oh, I think Dave wants me to talk K&S. I don't think I'm turning the air conditioner on for quite a while. But you know what? I want to know that my air conditioner is working in the spring. And I also want to know if it's too old. This is why I work with K&S Heating there, ksheating.com. They come up for me in the spring and fall and give me the tune-up. And when they gave me that tune-up 2 years ago, my friend Eric said, hate to tell you this, your air conditioner and your furnace, they're basically done. But then they told me about a great deal, and I purchased a Lennox furnace and air conditioner because K&S is one of the largest volume Lennox dealers in this state. They now have amazing financing available to you. So it is a no-brainer to go on that website, ksheating.com. Look at 0% financing for 60 months. Think about those heating costs right now, which stink. You want to save money. Have them out, ksheating.com. A lot of people citing MASH, and that is a very apt comparison. I will say for me, when McLean Stevenson out, Wayne Rogers out, Larry Linville out, I still enjoy MASH afterwards. Don't get me wrong. I liked it better with those three originals. Are you much of a MASH guy? Because I also love MASH.
I was a little before my time. I never got into it. I've seen episodes, but it never hooked me.
For me, it was a little too preachy at the end from Alan Alda. When it was more comedy-driven, absolutely loved it. It's a very good comparable one. Individuals touting, since it's us, you know, I think you know Mary Tyler Moore was based right out of WCC Radio.
Wait, what?
You should know that. I thought that was part of the quiz when you started here.
I must have missed that one.
Betty White added to Mary Tyler Moore as Sue Ann, was it Niven or Nivens? I think Sue Ann Niven,
Nivens, right? I believe.
Was it Nivens? Was it the plural?
I think so.
Don Knotts on Three's Company. Norman fell out. Don Knotts it. I mean, if Carter was here, we'd probably do 5 hours on, you know, Three's Company. Nice show, but it's not iconic. I'm sorry. It just is not. Dexter, Kelly. Where does that one rank for Woody? You know, when you think of Woody on Cheers, his Kelly song.
I mean,
it's got to be way on the list.
It's very high on the list. Yes, it's very high on the list.
I mean, who would have guessed that when he's playing the dope he was playing on there,
mm-hmm.
that among all of them, by far, he is the best serious actor.
He's tremendous.
Oh, he's fabulous. Seems like, you know, kind of he lives a little bit like Woody. But, man, when Woody Harrelson brings it, he is tremendous. A man who left TV said, TV, you're dead to me. Lose my number. That's Jason DeRusha. He's next. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for us to go. Any window issues, check out Infinity from Marvin Windows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.